This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, flying our ship today. Anthony's taking phone calls. We're going to hear from Anthony doing some 2020s coming up in the noon hour. Miles Garrett wants out. Miles Garrett wants to talk to Jimmy. Jimmy says, no, I don't care to talk. Talk to Andrew Berry. I pay him to do such things. Miles pays his representation to do things. Maybe they could find a trade partner for the Browns. Maybe that could move this thing along one way or the other, Andy.
You're like just trying to solve peace. That's all you're doing.
Well,
you're trying to get us
I'm
some
Switzerland.
Peace. You are. Fine chocolate you have over there.
Thank you very much.
A lot of money stuff. In your banks too, don't I?
What would you do here, folks? You know, I ultimately want Miles on this team, but I want Miles happy.
I feel like that's gone.
I don't.
Both these sides have dug their feet in the ground, and this is where it's going to have to end
March.
At some point.
They haven't dug anything yet. It's March.
Oh, I disagree.
It's March. March. If it's July and Miles isn't there, okay. If it's August and he's not there, okay. If it's September and he's not there, well, that's a lot of digging. And it's a lot of hitting up the savings account because you're not getting paid. Nelson is in Avon Lake. Hello, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Hey.
We're having a fine Friday, Nelson.
I know. I love it. Andy, I happen to agree with you. I think the Miles Garrett in Cleveland Browns ship has sailed,
yep.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this. Our owner, deservedly so or not, you could argue, deserves a lot of criticism. But I will give Jimmy credit for not undermining the people that he's put in place. And for someone like me who is privileged to work in a leadership position, I can appreciate that Jimmy has taken a stance. And, you know, you can argue whether you like Andrew or, you know, the organization, but those are the people that he's put in place, and they deserve the respect and the courtesy of not being undermined. So I respect Jimmy for doing that. And I have a question and a point. The question is, does Miles have a no-trade clause? I don't believe he does.
Do not believe
then,
so?
Yeah. And then, you know, how many
teams I don't think anybody has one in the NFL, do they, except Mahomes? Mahomes
yeah, maybe.
Like the only guy?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many quarterback-needy teams like the Browns are one, and I get it, right? Miles is one of one. Perhaps could go in history as maybe the best defensive end in the history of the NFL, but how many of the
I think you're stretching it, but that's okay.
Teams, yeah, but I'm just saying, right? Like,
yep, he's good. He's really good.
He's good, right? But you say, how many of the quarterback-needy teams are one Miles Garrett away from going to the promised land, which is winning the Super Bowl? And I guess I would argue that maybe there are a handful of teams I guess you could put, I don't know, Detroit you could put in there, although they're not quarterback needy, but you could put Detroit in there. You could say Washington maybe, and they have an up-and-coming quarterback. But the Browns cannot afford to trade. If they're going to trade Miles, which I believe they will, they can't afford to trade him to a team that can only afford to give him, you know, a late first-round draft pick.
Agreed.
They would need to trade him to someone who is probably just, maybe not as bad as we were last year, but close to who we can get a high draft pick for. So this is interesting. I'm fascinated by where it's going to go, but I appreciate the time as always, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
According to Sportskeeda, there were 7 players going into the season last year that had no trade clause. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, almost all quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Jared Allen, all quarterbacks, I should say.
Not many, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yep, it's a different world than other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is in Garfield Heights. Hello,
Ben. Hey,
Ben.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
You know, we've had this succession of great athletes, you know, Jim Brown, LeBron, and now Miles. I can't fault the guy for wanting to leave with 2 years on his deal. I think the best possible solution here would be for him to stay, for us to amend things. But I do agree with both you and so many of your callers that this is done. I do think he's going to get traded. But my question to you is, what will other NFL owners be willing to offer? Like, what sort of precedent does this set where a player requests a trade and the owners kind of buy into? They wouldn't want their players doing that. So,
well, Lamar Jackson's the one guy that I always think of, right? Lamar wanted out, disrespect and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden
signed
he
up.
Ended up back there. The other part of it, too, is the money part, that if, you know, Jimmy Haslam, I don't think it would be scary to put his name on the bottom of a check that said, you're the highest paid defensive player in the league. And Miles just doesn't seem to want that, which this is where I respect Miles, that if he's willing to walk away from that, then okay. Then I kind of understand where he's at. He truly doesn't want to be here, and it's more about principle than it is about the cash. So,
I think that's where we're at. I think exactly where we're at, yes. Yeah.
Ben, thank you. I think that's where we're at, Andy. You know, Miles hasn't said anything about whole new contract, but I would bet that he doesn't agree to a trade.
Well, he said he didn't want an extension. That came out last
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wonder if he would want to go to another team.
But what does an extension mean anywhere else, even if he's asking to get out of his contract?
But I wonder if he would agree to a trade with only 2 years on his contract, and I can't imagine another team trading for him.
For only 2 years.
Right,
yeah.
All right, let me throw this thought out here because I don't think it's been addressed. You bring up the 2 years thing. In baseball, right, when do you typically see guys get dealt?
Now.
2 years left on the contract.
Yep.
Because that means you get them for 2 postseason runs. That's when they're at their maximum value. You can make a move for them then. I wonder if Myles Garrett is playing that same card where he's looking at the Browns and saying, I'm not re-signing. Trade me now so that you get maximum return that you can get.
Can get maximum return. That's the issue here.
But you're watching these guys on 1 year deals because then they got to turn around and they got to pay them to have them in the future, which is why that value drops. With 2 years left, that value could be higher.
So that would, what you're saying though, Dan, means that Miles would have to say, yeah, I don't need a new contract. I'm just willing to go play for you for 2 years.
I'm going to play for you for 2 years.
But think another team might not want to make that trade because if you're giving up a decent draft choice or a decent draft haul, you'd want more than 2 years from that player.
But then why does it end up working in these other sports? Like, why does it end up working
football,
in baseball when you get 2 years left?
Football is a different beast.
I think it's a similar beast in this regard.
I don't at all.
Same amount of postseason runs pertain for both, which is why it's a similar beast.
I disagree. I just think football is such a different animal than all the other sports.
An NFL team is going to want Miles for more than 2 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're not going to turn around and then pay him.
If you're the
Patriots,
you're not going to give
up. But in baseball, how many times do we see these guys? I'm sorry, Jeff. In baseball, how many times do we see a guy say, okay, he's got 2 years left on his deal, trade him now, let the other team worry about the contract. And sometimes it doesn't work out. They end up with another team 2 years later. That happens in baseball.
You end up with Francisco Lindor, where you hold on to him for too long and get very little back, which is why I wonder if this is basically Myles Garrett, his trade request, quote unquote, is him basically just going, I'm not re-signing with you, so deal me now and get the maximum return that you possibly can.
Okay, that's a great conversation for him and Andrew Berry, but if he wants to keep running up and down press row, whining about what's going on. He's already had, like, the fans, I think, when this thing all started, they were all like, you know what? Miles is right. We don't want to see the same thing happen to him that happened to Joe Thomas. Let him get out of here. And the more Miles speaks, the more I see phone lines that say, let him go.
But that's what all this...
That say, don't trade him. Don't give him what he wants. I mean, it's endless.
But the minute
but this is going to come out worse, do the people who are on the phone lines that you're pointing at vote for the guy to go to the Hall of Fame? Sorry to cut you off, Jeff.
That's all right. You guys are fired up. It's good. It's really good. And the minute
what is him going to the Hall of Fame after
that? The minute that the guy says, you know what, I am going to play, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to play where number...
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
95 for the Browns. Browns fans will love him again.
Yeah, of course. Browns fans. If he puts on the jersey, the fans will
absolutely
agree with
absolutely.
You.
David's buzzing around town. Hi, David.
David.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So my question is there's got to be other teams that are in a similar situation that we should be looking towards. If we have to pay Miles, if we have to trade him and take that hit, which we're financially we're kind of stuck with this Watson situation. So this resolution seems to be that he's going to be gone, whether we sit and lose 2025 and get way less for him in return, or go after like a Green Bay or maybe even like Arizona, who has. If you look up, like, essentially, disgruntled players that are going to be coming up on the end, they've got 1 or 2 years left on their contracts. Same situation we're in. We just have the best player on this list and end up trying to make a deal for, like, a Zaven Collins from Arizona. We get their guy. They get Miles. They're drafting in the middle of the draft, so it's a much better draft spot. I'm sure that they'd love to get Miles on their team.
How about this? Trey Hendrickson for Myles Garrett.
But then I don't want anywhere near AFC. I don't want to see Myles Garrett six times a year.
So yeah, well.
In my opinion, you know, I mean,
But at that point, if you get what you want, who cares if you're playing Myles Garrett?
You still got to overcome that hurdle at the end of the year. You're talking about a team that's loaded at wide receiver, one of arguably the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
No,
they might be a Myles Garrett away from...
But, David, I'm just playing along with what you said. You know, hey, another team with disgruntled player. All right. You have arguably the two best defensive ends in the NFL. How about that for an earth-shattering trade, David? One for the other.
I think there's other facts. If you can avoid that, I think you try to avoid that. Because there's
agree.
Also the ramifications of the fan. Like, the fans, you know, when they did the trade for Johnny Manziel, it wasn't about Johnny Manziel. It was about selling jerseys. That is a part of it, about the fan engagement. And so I guarantee you that there's going to be a lot of angry fans that have to, if they have to see Myles Garrett wearing black and yellow or orange and black or purple and black.
Not if the guy you get for him is as good as he is and playing that well. and happy to be here. Those are key words, aren't they, Andy?
Yes.
Happy to be here.
Yes. I mean, it's all about Berea, though. I don't think this is about his teammates. I don't think this is about the fans. I think this is just about he wants to leave. He wants to leave now, and he wants you to forget about the contract that he signed. That's all there is to it. And I just don't know. On the other side of it, if you hire someone to do something and you expect that contract to be fulfilled.
You have a legally binding piece of paper.
Yeah. Although contracts are made to be broken.
So. Yes, yes, it is. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.